Let's hear some business news now. Brian Finn is in Dublin.
Thanks, Gavin. The pound surged last night after it became clear that the Conservatives were on course for a big majority in the elections. It's at its highest level against the euro since shortly after the Brexit referendum in June 2016. Michael Hewson, Chief Markets Analyst with CMC Markets, joins us now from London. A Tory victory had already been priced into pound trading, Michael. So why did we see this big surge last night?
Yeah, a Tory victory had been priced in, but I think the extent of the victory was a real major surprise. When the exit poll came out last night and it showed that the Conservatives had a majority of 86, that was well beyond the realms of market pricing, which was putting in around about 20 to 40 seats. And I think what this does is, obviously it brings an awful lot more certainty to the Brexit debate, which has been deadlocked for 3 years, but it also does, in a perverse way, it actually gives Boris Johnson much more wriggle room when it comes to the next stage of talks with the European Union.
So is there any chance he might get a rush of blood to the head with this majority and set him on course for a very fractious trade negotiation with the EU?
Yeah, I mean, that is quite possible. I think what's more likely is that we will see an extension to the transition period, because with the best will in the world, 11 months is nowhere near enough time to really put together a comprehensive trade agreement and the future relationship. We've already gone way over into the transition period with a number of Brexit extensions that we've already seen, and I think pragmatism over anything else will take over at the end of January. And let's face it, he doesn't have to worry about the DUP. He doesn't have to worry about the ERG Spartans, who are the more right-wing factions of the Conservative Party. He's got a very good majority, which means that compromise, that dirty word compromise, is a much easier thing to do.
As I said at the outset, we like to look at the pound versus the euro here. It's back at post-referendum levels, around 83 pence. Is there more to go in this rally, or is this as good as it gets?
I think it's probably as good as it gets in the short term. I don't see any sterling gains over and above that particular level. That's a very, very big level. It's been the low point for the euro on at least three or four occasions since 2016, and it will be a tough nut to crack. So I think what we'll do is we'll get a slightly lower trading range for the euro, but I'm not sure that we'll see significant amounts of sterling strength, simply because Boris Johnson now has a new set of problems, starting with Scotland, a potential Scottish referendum on independence.
Just get a quick word on the FTSE. It opens in the next few minutes. How are equity traders likely to respond to this?
Positively, very positively. I think there was a lot of concern what a Corbyn government might bring with respect to full-scale renationalisations. That nationalisation discount should disappear, and as a result, I'm expecting to see the FTSE open higher, around about 7,305, and the FTSE 250, I fully expect to open higher as well, and we'll get a nice little pre-Christmas relief rally.
Well, we'll get a look at that in the next few minutes. Michael Hewson, Chief Markets Analyst with CMC Markets, thank you very much indeed. More business news at 8:30.